Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. For one woman in the South Hills, what she thought was a short volunteer opportunity supporting her son's love of music has grown into a decade and a half commitment.
When my son was in the third grade, that's when they present string instruments to the students because they want the kids to have a music program. And he came home and he said, "Mom, I want to play the violin." And I was like, "Okay." I'm Janet Vukotich, and I am managing director of South Hills Junior Orchestra, and I've been in that position for about 13 or 14 years. The orchestra has two artistic directors who are the founding directors, and then there's me. Actually, my son does help out, too. He's my assistant. It encompasses as many communities, anybody who wants to come. South Hills is our name, not our region. So we've had kids from as far away as Murraysville, and we've had people from as far south as Greene County come up, and we've had people from the North Hills. So over the years, probably 30 or 40 different school districts or schools have participated. Most of our kids come from the South Hills because it's local to them, because we rehearse and perform at Upper St. Clair High School. I don't know any other way but to be involved, you know. I started off just helping out as a parent. I was on a couple of committees. I hold my hand up and I volunteer. And so I was on a couple of committees. And then the second year he was involved, they were looking for an officer for the Boost organization. And I raised my hand again and became the treasurer. And then when the president left the following year, they asked me to be president of the Boost organization. And so I did. So by this time, my son is he's starting high school. And when he graduated from high school in 99, they were looking for somebody to be their music librarian. And I said, raise my hand again. And here I am. So the music library is here in my house. And it's been there since we had to move it out of Upper St. Clair. I did that for a couple years. And then our managing director left, and I just stepped up and said, you know, I'm already doing this one thing. I'll just do the rest of it. So I still do all the music. I get all the music ready. Right now, as you can see, I've got music everywhere, and I also do the information packets. Right now, I've been running the booster meetings because we've been without a president for the last half a year. Our president had some health issues and had to resign. I keep track of all the attendance, and the other thing that they just appointed me, the Booster Organization Treasurer, with the loss of music and arts programs in a lot of the schools, we're not seeing the same number of students that we were. We've had as many as 130, now we're down around 40, which is really kind of low. This year we're opening up to adults, so adults that want to come and play, who haven't played in years and would like to hone their skills, or some of our alumni who are in town who would just love to come back. We consider ourselves a training orchestra, so if you can only play the first 6 notes, that's great. Come and play them, because next week you'll play 12. You know, most of the kids do it because they love it, you know, not because anybody's making them. I mean, any kid who's given up their Saturday mornings every Saturday morning to come and play music has to do it because they love it.
To learn about others making a difference in our community, go to our website, wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, nominate someone who you think is making a difference in our region.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.